pastor of this church. We have not had a chance to meet. I am Pastor Melissa, and I am thrilled that you have joined us for worship today. And as we get going for our message here, will you all just join me for a quick word of prayer? Oh, gracious Father, I love what our worship leader Adam said earlier about we are so blessed here, God. We are so blessed to be able to come and worship. So, God, I just pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be pleasing and honorable to you as we bring forth the message that you have given me today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So several months ago, a friend of mine put me on one of those Facebook sites, you know, that's like interactive and it's supposed to be for a specific group of people. And this particular Facebook site is for like cinema and theater. Okay, now my aspirations of any performing arts career have long since passed, right? Like, this is not something I'm necessarily pursuing, but I thought, what's the harm? I might as well stay on it, and I might as well, you know, check out what's going on. So every once in a while, I scan through, and honestly, I've been able to pick up a gig or two, and it's helped pay for a couple of the kids' activities, so this has been fun, right? So the Friday before Christmas, just a little over a week ago, I was scanning through, and I saw a particular casting call for an 8-year-old in a hip-hop music video. Now, some of you may or may not know that I have an 8-year-old son who this year has started to do hip-hop. And so I thought, well, this couldn't hurt. I'm gonna check this one out. Do we have a picture of Benjamin doing hip-hop up there? There he is. There's my son. He's pretty serious about his deal. And so I looked down a little further, and not only were they looking for an 8-year-old boy, they also happened to be looking for a woman to also be in this hip-hop video. And I'm like, great. So I'm like, you know, what's the harm, right? And I sent in all my information, and I gave them what they needed, and I actually got a message back from them. They were interested, and they gave me a phone call, and they gave me a rundown of what they were looking for. And I tell you what, as they hung up, they said, well, we'll give you a call by 9 p.m. We got a few more phone calls to make. We're interviewing other people. We'll let you know. But two things crossed my mind as I hung up the phone. One, these fine, talented, artistic young gentlemen, I don't speak their language very well. I don't speak young man very well. And two, it had been a long time since I had been in that in-between moment. Right here, I found myself between the first phone call, and now I'm going to wait, and I was nervous for the second phone call. Well, we are wrapping up our sermon series here today called Down to Earth, and we have ventured through the Christmas season of hope, joy, and love, and peace, and we have come to the in-between. Isn't this time of year, Pastor Gordon kind of talked about it a little bit, isn't this time of year funny? It's like some of us still have Christmas celebrations to go to and gatherings. Some of us keep our Christmas decorations up from Christmas Eve until January 6th. That's the time of Epiphany. And then are any of you like me where I, December 26th, I took down every last Christmas decoration that I sort of felt like I had permission to, boxed it all up, and by Friday it was in the garage. Like, I'm ready to move on to the next thing. I'm ready for the new year. Right? And we find ourselves in these awkward in-between times. And the story of the Magi is actually one of those in-between times. So if you have a scripture text with you today, if you're looking on your phone, or if you would like, we have Bibles available. If you need one, be sure to let us know. We'll get you one at the end of the service or on the welcome table. But we're going to look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone else in Jerusalem. I think they were disturbed because Herod was disturbed and they were afraid of Herod. But he called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, "Where is this Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem of Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote." Here's the prophet. "And you, O Bethlehem and land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people. When Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared, then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I too may go and worship him. And after this interview, the wise men went on their way, and they saw the star that they had seen in the east, and it guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them, and it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house, and they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to him and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when it was last time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Now, there's a lot of really cool things that happen in this particular part of the story. There's three I want to draw from. First, they worshipped Jesus. Now, their understanding of Jesus as God-man may not have been the same as what we understand him to be, but they understood that he had greatness, and they believed the prophecy, and they go to worship him. And it wouldn't have been unlikely that Herod would have wanted to worship him too, because culturally that would have made sense if they would have worshipped greatness, right? And so they believe the greatness of who Christ is. The second thing is, I love that they follow what God speaks to them in a dream. They don't have the Jewish context, and yet they believe God, and they follow, and in doing so, they protect Jesus from Herod. The third thing I want to draw out from the story is that through their conversation with Herod, they discover the timeline, right? They get the timeline of approximately how old Jesus may have been. Now, scholars think Jesus may have anywhere been up to 2 years old. You know, in our manger scene picture, we sort of want to put the shepherds and angels and the wise men all together, but that's not how it was. Mary and Joseph had gone on with life, and from what we can tell, they had settled in Bethlehem, and they had gone up. They may have even had their next child, but then we don't really know, but they had gone on with life while the wise men were coming. And from this text, there's not a lot that we have between Jesus' birth, except for the text in Luke that talks about him going and teaching at the temple. And then we have Jesus' ministry, right? This is one of the very few in-between times that we have of Jesus. And the magi are in between, and in life, we find ourselves in the in-between often, don't we? Sometimes we're in between jobs. Sometimes we're in between projects at work. Sometimes we're in between phases of life, seasons of life. Sometimes we're in between phases of parenting, right? Like, I love my kids, but I'm so glad I'm out of the toddler stage, and I'm not quite yet in the high school stage, although I'm looking forward to that much more than I was the toddler stage, but, you know, I'm kind of in between that phase. Or how about the phase of in between with projects at home, right? I mean, that is never seeming to be done. There is one this fall, Pastor Gordon, he literally was just telling me, he's like, we finished this one thing we needed to do on the car. And as he is telling me this, I am lifting up the handle to our sink in our kitchen, and it comes off in my hand. I'm like, honey, now that you're done with that one, and he's spent the rest of the weekend fixing the sink, and I think he fixed the dishwasher along with it. But we find ourselves in the in-between. All right. Now, there's one minor detail that was included in this casting call that I had looked through, and that was that the female that they were looking for was to be in her mid-20s. Now, this may surprise some of you, but I am no longer in my mid-20s. But I was hoping that my availability, even though the timing really was terrible, right? Like, the Saturday was going to take all day, right before Christmas. Like, the timing was terrible, but I thought, you know, we're sort of available, and because it's a package deal, maybe that will help, right? But as the phone call went on with this young man, it became increasingly obvious that I was not in my 20s any longer. But I was still so nervous after I hung up the phone. I was so nervous that I forgot I was supposed to be making a pot of popcorn. Until my son Benjamin came running down the stairs and he said, Mom, is there something on the stove that's Bernie? Oops. Sure enough, I ran upstairs and the popcorn was no longer recognizable. It was charred and it stank for days. You see, I got so caught up in what I was waiting for, I forgot about what I was doing. And I believe that God has promises for our life. In this in-between time, we believe God. We trust Jesus. We lean on the power of the Holy Spirit. And I am excited for what God has for us in the incredible promises he has for our lives in 2020. I believe that God has great things for us. I believe that God has freedom for some of us in new ways that we have not yet experienced. I believe that God has new relationships. He's going to restore broken places. I believe that God has new relationships that are going to be meaningful and significant for us. I believe that God has healing. For some of us, it's physically. For some of us, it's healing from past wounds and scars and hurts and pains. I believe that God has incredible things for us. In 2020, we can't forget what God is doing right now. We cannot forget how God is doing right now. We can get so focused on what we're waiting for that we forget how God is working in the present and right now. As a church, we have been praying. We have been seeking God. We have been listening. We have been boldly asking God for the promises, and we believe that he is going to fulfill the vision that he has put on our hearts. We are excited for what God is moving us into, and we're standing in it. We're boldly taking that step here and now so that he can continue to move us forward. We are in the in-between, and we are excited for what is coming. We are excited for what God is doing in our lives, in this church, and in our community, and how he's going to continue to work. God has promises for us. 2 Corinthians reminds us that God's answer to us in Christ is yes and amen. God's answers to us in Christ are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 22 say this: as surely as God is faithful, our word to you does not waver between yes and no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who does not waver between yes and no, he is the one who we've been preaching about. It's Silas and Timothy and I and Pastor Doyle and Pastor Gordon and Pastor Melissa. He's the one that we have been preaching to you about, and is God's ultimate yes. He does what he says he is going to do. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. The things that we ask for, that God lays on our hearts, that he puts before us, he says, boldly ask me for them, because in Christ Jesus, the answer is yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to the glory of God. It is God who enables us, along with you, to stand firm in Christ. He is the one who has commissioned us. And he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything that he has promised. God doesn't give us a dream and then say, haha, no, just kidding. He gives us a dream and then he says, boldly ask me for it, because I want to work through you and I want to work with you and I want to work for you. Church, are we ready? Are we ready for the promises that God has already promised and said, yes, I will do if you seek me, if you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, and if you lean on the power of the Holy Spirit to cover us as we walk forward? Our answer is yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preach it.
And ultimately, friends, we live in the in-between. God was at work in this world long before we were born, and God will be at work in this world long after we leave, and we know that the completion of the kingdom of heaven is yet to come. We get to step forth in what God is doing now. He says, each one of you have an important piece for such a time as this. We need what you have. Come embrace what I'm doing so that I might move in this generation. I might move in this time. And we can do the work of God knowing the kingdom is brought forth and the kingdom is yet to come. Ultimately, we live in the in-between by keeping our eyes fixed on Christ, covered by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when I got the phone call back from this young man, he kindly said, thank you for offering. We've decided we're really looking for someone a bit younger. Surprise, surprise. It would have been fun, but the reality is Benjamin and I didn't have time to spend the whole day doing this. And maybe he'll get an opportunity to do something fun like that in the future. We had so many things we needed to do as a family, and that's where we needed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Not called to be a hip-hop music backup artist. I'm called to love my family and follow where Jesus is moving. Thank you, God. We don't have to take for granted these moments that can feel awkward as we step in and live in the in-between. Amen?